This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Did you watch Game of Thrones last night, by the way?
Of course.
And what'd you think?
It was great.
Yeah?
It's still in the setup mode for everything. You know, they're leading up to a really big show, so I thought it was great.
Yeah, I thought it was great, too. It was a little bit wordy and talky, but then the ending was awesome, yeah. I thought. I thought it was great. It's two episodes left, right?
I can't believe it.
Two left. Is anyone complaining about anything from this episode? Because people last week were all upset that they said it was too dark, you couldn't see anything. Remember that?
Yes.
So, any whining going on about this week's Game of Thrones?
Probably.
Yeah, probably, right? But I don't pay attention to that. Oh, and Avengers reached the $2 billion mark worldwide.
Isn't that amazing? Everybody's going. I mean, my kids have seen it three times now.
Three times?
Yes.
I've seen it twice.
See?
Yeah. And it was better the second time, I'm telling you. That's 6 hours of my life that'll never get back.
Yeah.
Seven if you count the previews.
I saw it once.
And you were not a fan because you did not have enough eye candy in the movie for you, so.
I'm a Thor fan.
Can't give it away.
I'm not going to give it away, but I'm just saying.
No spoilers.
Yeah. They're changing the character in different ways that I don't like. Okay?
That's a lot of money, though. $2 billion. $2 billion mark, right?
Yeah. Do they get, like, you know, a percentage on sales?
Oh, I mean, if they have good agents, they do, right? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's, man. And it's passing now, it passed Titanic, right? But the other movie is Avatar, which I never saw Avatar.
I loved Avatar.
Yeah? I never even watched it.
I've seen it like four times.
That was James Cameron. So he had Titanic and Avatar, the two highest grossing. But I think Disney owns all of this, right?
I believe so.
I think they own Avatar and also Titanic.
Yes, they do.
They own everything now.
See?
And they own the Star Wars franchise. And they just, everything. Brilliant. It's amazing. So, yeah.
That's why they're getting in the streaming game. They're going to have a premium service, Disney Plus, where you pay $6.99 like Netflix or Hulu. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to have the exclusive rights to all the Marvel stuff, all the Star Wars things, all the Disney stuff.
You won't ever be able to watch that on Netflix or Amazon.
Exactly.
Wow.
So basically taking it off of all the other platforms and just having their own. So it's going to be another expense that the three of us and the rest of the country are going to have to, you know, fork over. Because you know we're all going to do it, right?
Of course, you have to do it. I mean, how do you not? What are you going to watch? Are you going to sit home and watch that stupid English show with the ladies in the garden?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The one with the costumes and the little...
Downton Abbey.
I don't think
that's on the air anymore.
The fancy, pranciness of it all, you know?
Yeah. Your gloves or something.
Right, that. I mean, it's people that watch that, first of all, I don't understand. Men should just have to turn in their man card for watching that show. So I feel about it.
If you ran for president, you ran on that, you'd win.
Yeah, so that's my platform, right? If you're a man and you watch Downton Abbey, you have to turn in your man card.
100%.
Just hand it up, hand it over. Just put it on the counter and just that's it. Walk away. Well, I mean, I just the costume thing and the I'll take women dressed up as superheroes because usually tight, leather or something like right. But those that's English higher. Garden looks. That's why I don't give a damn about the royal baby. What's his name? Hank.
Is it? Did they name him?
Hank. They named him Hank, yeah.
No, they did not. You're messing with me.
When are they going to name this kid anyway?
I don't know. They're not releasing it.
Ugh.
Stupid royal fantasy, isn't it?
I can't.
You know what I would do if I became president? I would declare war in England is what I would do. I would take once and for all, end this.
Enough of their snootiness.
End it.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Then France.
Meghan Markle is like, did you know she's the most favorite one of the whole royal family?
I believe it because she's not a royal.
Right. She's African-American and she's American.
She's like from Jersey or something, isn't she?
So she went to school in Northwestern. She was an act. So she's they have to suck up to her even though she's not royalty.
See, the prince married a Jersey chick and now everybody likes her better than the prince. And they want her to become queen. That's how that works. First of all, I hate them. They burned down the White House and I'm supposed to act like that just never happened.
Not going to do it.
Like, that just happened, Dawn. They just burned down the White House.
But she had nothing to do with, like, she's
well, she joined
not
royalty. Them. She married in. She joined in.
She's trying to make the gene pool better.
That's true. You do need to that because it's very incestuous, I believe.
Yeah.
Very incestuous.
Well, look at them. You can Not to be mean, but come
no,
on.
No, it's, it, you know, and the other thing, too, that I have a problem with the Royals is that they're all public workers. None of them have a job. They all get public salaries and public housing. Think
do
about
they
it.
Still?
Yes. Well, what do they do for money, the Royals? What, is Prince true. Harry's working at a Dairy Queen like on the weekends? I mean, you know, Meghan Markle's got to do her shift at Amazon.UK or whatever the hell it is. No, they get, it's all paid for by the Brits. You know, the UK, they pay for this. It's the ultimate public dole ever.
Wow. But they are a tourism industry.
Well, that's why they have them.
Right?
Yeah.
So they bring in a ton of money for people to visit the, you know, castles and the gardens.
They love it, too. That
they watch the changing of the guard. Yeah,
that awful area. They love hats. Being subservient to, you know, kings and queens, and they love that.
But the thing about it is that the king has no power. The queen has no power. The prime minister runs everything.
Right. Yeah,
I want to know this, and I think I know a lot about history, but when did the king, who was the dope that decided to give up all his power to the prime minister? Like, when did that happen?
Well, I don't think he had a choice.
He was the king. Why didn't he just behead the guy?
Exactly.
Go, okay, you're prime minister, and then chop his head off. Like, I'm the king.
Like the good old days.
This is, you had some definitely beta male king in there along the line who decided to just give it all up to the prime minister.
Well, was it a man or a woman?
I guarantee it was a man, not a woman. I get, because you know why?
Women.
Women, if they got that power, they would never let it go, right? Like Queen Elizabeth, she was ruthless. These women, queens, they'll kill everybody. Yeah. But the men, they come in, they get all subservient, all soft, and want to be peacemakers and diplomats. And then next thing you know, the prime minister's running the show, and all he does is wave all day and get paid for it. Telling you, some beta, you know, wuss. Like, I mean, that's the thing. You know, if I were king and anybody tried to take power from me, I would lock the doors of parliament. Because back then you could get away with that stuff. You know what I mean? So it'd be like the Red Wedding. I'd go, oh, okay, listen, you got the Magna Carta? Okay, cool. Listen, try to get out. Because, oh, you can't have the locks? And then I'd just burn the whole place down. That's how it used to be, Dawn, in the good old days.
See?
Now we got to listen to them yell, the members of parliament with their nonsense.
It's 1217.
Is when the king gave up his power?
Yeah.
Wasn't William Longshanks.
It was the Magna Carta and the Carta de Foresta.
It was the MasterCard. The king was bankrupt on his MasterCard, and he got that. I'll tell you what. Edward the Longshanks, the king in Braveheart, that guy would have never given up his power.
Never.
He would have killed everybody.
We need to go back to the good old days. 12. What'd you say?
1217. Yeah.
I consider that the best time ever.
Exactly. Let's make Britain great again.
Make the world great again. Yeah, we had the bubonic plague and the Red Death and all that, but otherwise it was a fine time to live. And yet, think about that now. We've had kings and queens for hundreds of thousands of years, and we're still talking about this stuff in the year 2019. And what are they now, Dawn? What do? For a living? They're the king and the queen for a living. First thing I'd do if I were prime minister, I'd accidentally cut that budget. Like, I wouldn't tell anybody because they're not very bright over there. I would just sort of like take a line out and like, oh, we didn't fund the royals. Get a job.
But I think they can justify their little Renaissance fair, you know, because they actually bring in the money.
Have you ever gone there to see the king and the queen? Have you done that nonsense? Buckingham Palace and all that?
Yes, I have.
You have done that, right? I knew it. So you know what I would do? I'd go to the place where the prime minister lives. What is it? 11 Downing Street?
I forget.
Four Broad Street? What is it? What's the address?
Broad Street.
I'd want to see that. I wouldn't have any interest in seeing where the king lived.
1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Mockingbird Lane.
Useless king.
Craig.
I mean, we all know Churchill. Who was the king during World War II? Exactly. Nobody knows. He could barely talk, that guy. Remember him?
I'm trying to remember.
Philip.
Was it Philip?
Philip, who wanted to, I think, give everything over to the Germans, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
He wanted to basically become a Nazi just to stop the fighting.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wave the white flag.
Yeah, well, just take over. It's fine. The food's awful, too, by the way. That's a good time to announce. We're doing a trip to London next year with our listeners. No, we're not. Probably one of us get asked to do that.
You flush that down the toilet.
You ever think about the worst food on the planet being England?
Yes.
Yeah, without question, right?
Totally.
Now, look, all they have to do is just apologize for burning down the White House, and I'll move on.
Exactly.
But they have never apologized for that. Maybe they have. I don't know. They probably have. But it doesn't matter because they need to do it. Every prime minister should have to do it the first thing they do when they take office.
George the Sixth.
George the Sixth was king during World War II. Nobody knows who he is, but you know who Churchill was? Even though Churchill started his day with a cocktail, ended his day with a cocktail, and had about 10 in between, right?
And a nap.
And a nap and cigars. And I bet you King Floozy, what's his name? Georgie?
King George.
Yeah, King George the Sixth. That guy probably never even touched booze. You want to bet? He was probably all healthy. See that? I'm just saying. All right. Well, that's enough royal wedding talk for the day. Or royal kid talk or whatever it is. 855-839-1210. All right. Are there hot chicks on Downton Abbey? I probably should ask that question before I start trashing the show.
Yeah.
But they're all covered up in English flower gowns, right? Stupid show.
Riccioli 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.